Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Random Chatter Roundup. This is for March 7th, 2017. And today, in the lightning round, if you've been anticipating the Five Nights at Freddy's movie, which is based on the very popular mobile game series, got some bad news. It's apparently going back to the drawing board. My son is very upset about that one, and I might just keep that secret because otherwise I'll never hear the end of it. Netflix has renewed its One Day at a Time reboot for a second season. Also, Lethal Weapon and The Mick were both renewed for second seasons. Gina Torres is now confirmed for the spinoff of USA's Suits. The Transformers spinoff movie Bumblebee will be directed by Travis Knight, director of the Academy Award-nominated Kubo and the Two Strings. So, no Michael Bay. That's step one. Step one on making a good Transformers movie, no Michael Bay. I'm sure most of our listeners know my feelings on that. Now, if they could just get rid of the spiky, jaggedy-looking Transformers visual look, we'd be all set. Arnold Schwarzenegger has quit Celebrity Apprentice, citing low ratings due to the anti-Trump boycotts of the show. For those who don't know, Donald Trump is still listed as an executive producer on the show and allegedly gets a pretty hefty paycheck from it. Of course, Donald Trump blames Arnold for the low ratings and says that Arnold was fired. Of course. Nintendo Switch video game system has finally been released. It is very difficult to locate. And it's been getting a lot of great reviews, like really, really stellar reviews. It's one of the strongest system releases in years. Unfortunately, there have been a few hiccups. There have been some issues with bad pixels. Nintendo responded much like Sony did when the PS Vita came out, saying, bad pixels in an LED screen or LCD screen. Yeah, it just happens. What are you going to do? Which hasn't really made people any more happier than when Sony pulled that about 10 years ago. So that's one bad thing. The other bad thing is the two detachable controllers. The one on the left apparently has issues with connectivity. So Nintendo has addressed these concerns and are advising people not to use them near certain objects. So, quick list of Nintendo's official recommendations. Don't use these controllers near aquariums, behind a TV, in or under a metal object. Don't know how many of you game in or under metal objects, but I guess you're going to have to stop. Sorry about that. Near a wireless speaker or a wireless router, or wireless headphones, or wireless printers, microwaves, USB 3 devices, presumably those in use, like an external DVD drive for your MacBook, or a USB thumbstick, things like that, external hard drive. Also, near laptops, tablets, or those little, rectangular things called? Oh, cell phones. That's right. You wouldn't be using a cell phone near your video games now, right? That's not the kind of thing you'd have in your pocket as you're sitting on your couch playing a video game. Come on. So obviously, no need to worry about that. Moving along. Remember how we said last week that Patrick Stewart said that he's done playing Professor X? Well, Mr. Stewart has said that he'd make an exception for Deadpool, if asked. He hasn't been asked yet. If he were asked, he would come back and play Professor X for Deadpool, as he should. And finally, some bad news for those of you attending Star Wars Celebration in Orlando this year. Very, very bad news. You are going to miss the April 14th premiere of Mystery Science Theater 3000 on Netflix. This is the new MST3K series, premiering April 14th on Netflix, and you probably will be too busy to watch it because of the convention. If only there were a way to stream it over the internet somehow, maybe from your hotel room. Alas. Box office results this week. Logan, strong debut at number one, $88.4 million for an R-rated superhero movie from a studio who has not really had great success with the X-Men films as of late, at least not critical success. Yet, Logan has great critical success. I saw it last weekend. I thought it was phenomenal. It is definitely a different type of X-Men film. And there are some mixed reviews. I know Lou saw it and he didn't care as much for it. We are going to talk about that this week on Random Chatter. So stay tuned, probably for the discussion show, I think is where we're going to talk about that. We'll get into more detail there without spoilers. So don't worry about it. Second place, Get Out is still holding relatively strong, 28.2 million for a total of 78.1 in its second week. The Shack opened at 16.2. The Lego Batman movie brought in another 11.7 million for a total of 148.7 in its fourth week. So about 150 million, doing really well still. John Wick Chapter 2 still hanging in there, 4.8 million for a total of 82.9 for its fourth week. So real quick look at the movie draft here. We have it updated. If you want information, if you want to go see the spreadsheet, go to randomchatter.com/moviedraft. The results by team, not surprising, Joel is still holding strong at 550 million. Of course, he's got Star Wars Rogue One, so that's a big help. But Lou is creeping up there at 408 million. And of course, Lou has... Lou does not have the Batman movie. Lou has 50 Shades Darker. And let's see, what else does Lou have coming up? Lou's also got Ghost in the Shell. And he's got Sing. Sing has brought in almost 270 million. So not too shabby. We'll have to see whether Lou can pull it out and catch up with Joel. Of course, Joel also still has Skull Island, which opens this week. So... I don't know how well Lou is going to do. I still think it's a race for second place. Coming up in third place at the moment, it's pretty close. Chris has 244 million. Nate has 237 million. And then we've got Derek and Carrie. Carrie is a little bit ahead of Derek with 193. Derek has 162. So still left in this draft, Kong Skull Island, Beauty and the Beast, Power Rangers, Life, Chips, and Ghost in the Shell. And of course, everybody wants to know who has Beauty and the Beast, and that would be Nate. It's projected for a 170 million domestic opening. That's huge. That's like Star Wars levels. Well, maybe Star Wars Rogue One, if not Star Wars The Force Awakens, but still, going to be a big opening. So we are going to stay tuned to see how this movie draft ends up. This is going to be a close race here at the end, again, at least for second place. We will be doing our new movie draft coming up pretty soon for spring 2017. So stay tuned for that. New releases this week. As I said, Kong Skull Island is going to be hitting theaters this Friday night. It's got 79% on Rotten Tomatoes. So, it's not doing too bad. I don't have high hopes for it, but we'll see. Another movie that some people have been following is the documentary My Scientology Movie, which looks like it'll be pretty interesting. It's got a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. DVD Moana has hit. I think it's still got a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's been a while since I've checked, but that is now available on DVD and Blu-ray. Video games, we talked about Nintendo Switch, which brings the release of The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. And critics and fans everywhere are saying this is one of the best Zelda games ever, if not the best Zelda game ever. It's an open world RPG. It apparently is fantastic. It's available for Nintendo Switch and for the Nintendo Wii U. Also released is Horizon Zero Dawn for the PS4. Getting lots of hype. I've not had a chance to check it out myself yet. I plan to do that this weekend. So I will let everybody know what I think about it. But that's the other big release for this week for video games. That is it for this episode of Random Chatter Recap. So don't forget to listen to our headline show, which is going to be released on Thursday, and for our discussion show being released on Saturday this week. And we'll cover, we have a couple of stories outside of what I listed in the lightning round. There's a couple of things we listed in the lightning round that will be discussed. So be sure to check that out. Like I said, we'll be coming up with our new movie draft here very, very shortly, within the next couple of weeks. So stay tuned for that as well. Send us your feedback. You can email us at randomchatter@randomchatter.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/randomchatternetwork. You can follow us on Twitter at Random Chatter. I am on Twitter at Eric Blythe. That's E-R-I-K-B-L-Y-T-H-E. My co-hosts, Lou and Chris, you can find them at Lusecki, that's Lusecki, and The Curse of Chris. You can also find all of our shows over at randomchatter.com. We've got the entire network there. You can also subscribe through iTunes. We would love it if you'd leave us reviews and kind of help spread the word. And you can listen to us live every Tuesday night at about 9 p.m. Eastern. I say about 9 p.m. because sometimes we start a little bit late. But between 9 and 9:30, check the Twitter feed for more information as far as when we actually hit the button and go live. But we will be doing the Random Chatter headline show, the discussion show, and Echo Base live. And then we kind of log out of the live stuff for the Crash Couch because we don't want to give spoilers away. But don't miss the Crash Couch, which is released every Wednesday night right after it airs on the Sci-Fi Channel, right after the airing of The Expanse. And let's see, what else am I forgetting here? Heads up to everybody who's donated through Patreon. We really appreciate your support. We're looking forward to meeting a lot of you at Star Wars Celebration in Orlando in mid-April. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got to get together, going to hang out. And if you'd like more information on how to help support the network, but how to get something back in the meantime, go to patreon.com/randomchatter. The music you hear in this podcast is The Perfect Heist by Blue Stolly. And Asilius Ascent and Sounds, all trademarks are owned by their respective owners. So take care, have a great week, and we will talk to you later.